Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him down, tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels too. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut him.
All right, we're back live. That's why they want to pass these Don't Burn the Flag National Amendments. Because it's going to grow into many other things. And Debbie Kuhn beat up, arrested her husband, assaulted, choked. Clearly. I mean, that's assault right there. And then that's what happens. I've seen 20-plus videos myself. More, I'm being conservative, where the cops punch you and they charge you for their fist getting hurt. Or they slam your head right in the concrete and then put a charge on you. They'll show video to a jury where they're not even, where you don't touch them and you'll still go to prison. So you get to jail, what happens there?
Well, we were processed, you know, as normally. My son bail us out.
When he said that you assaulted him, when he said that was the charge, did you say in the car, hey, that's not true?
No, we didn't discuss it at all. You know, we weren't quite sure what to do and what to say and what not to say, so we just decided let's just be quiet and, you know. And
so what happened once you got there?
We were booked. We got bailed out. We were only there for a brief time in the actual cell. But we were in the cell for a while, and my son bailed us out. He had to post the bail on my husband, and then they let me go by signing a promise that I would appear in court. So the $1,500 bail was just for one of us. There was a $3,000 total bail put on us. But immediately when we walked outside, the newspaper was there to do an interview. And from there, we went home. Channel 13 came, did an interview with us. And we had talked to Channel 13 before and said that we suspected the National Guard might be somehow involved in this. And we told them about the fatigued gentleman, you know, coming up to the door and stuff. And also, I don't know if you read in the article, but there were three eyewitnesses, and one of them went on TV that day stating what he saw, that he saw the officer kicking the door several times. He saw him take his bare fist, not covered, didn't take his billy club or anything, his bare fist, and punched through the glass. So we were so lucky.
Money on it, he was having Iraq flashbacks.
Yes. And,
money on it, he's going to have serious problems with his family. It's folks, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of them just running around foaming at the mouth all over us. Stay there, Debbie. One more segment. We're going to give the phone numbers out to the Sheriff's Department, to the courts. We let them know this is the United States, not Russia, not Nazi Germany. We know they've hired the former KGB to run all this. That's mainstream news, but we're going to stand against them and the KGB.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Right here in Texas, a lot of people are filing criminal charges on the police. And you go file them, and then it goes up the chain of command as they refuse, and then you just keep filing it above them until it gets up to the grand jury. There's a process of doing this. I should have some of the expert guests on who have been doing this successfully. But you go in and they'll say, "Little Missy, we don't allow things to be filed on our gods, on our officers." And you have to make them let you file the criminal charge. And see, that's why people are telling you, "Now you just drop. You weren't assaulted. Now he did grab your husband around the neck and he did kick in doors and punch and do all that, but you just shut your mouth and we'll plea bargain you out of this and you can pay us $10,000-$20,000 and we'll take the check. We won't put a case on. And you can just go to jail. How does that sound? And have felonies on your record." No. You stand up on your hind legs. According to you, you did not assault him. That's a false charge. That's a huge felony. Official oppression, false charges, the crimes go on and on. Well, since when do we put up with them committing crimes on us? And just, "Oh, well, he's an officer. Let him assault us, and then we'll just be nice." I remember Kelly Rushing. He gives a police officer he lived down the street from a Ron Paul video with road attorney on the back end, but they charged him for both videos. They said, "No, that Ron Paul was illegal." And I talked to the judge. He said, "Yeah, that's anti-police, and that's illegal in America." I talked to the judge. It was in the newspaper, and I couldn't believe it. Lyon County man from the Rushing family arrested, you know, business owner, you know, churchgoer, family man, no criminal record. Old family, actually somewhat well-to-do in the area. I mean, I couldn't believe, I was naive three and a half, four years ago, and I made phone calls randomly to the town. You know Kelly Rushing? Oh, very, very good man. Yes, his family. I'm friends with him. Look, I'd call another number. Then I called the judge on a Sunday. I'll never forget, in a Home Depot parking lot, that's what I do. I'd write phone numbers down in the new businesses I'd drive around because I'm so busy. Really shouldn't do that, folks, but I was. And I was going through phone numbers, there in the, and I'll never forget, the judge answers. And then I just went, whoa, he might actually trump something on me, so I hung up. And then when I went home, I called my wife in front of me on speakerphone. And he was like, hello? And I said, is this Judge such and such? She goes, well, I can't talk about the case, but we are going, there are charges are going ahead, and it's anti-police video, and they convened trial, two charges of terroristic threats, and they said the video was threatening to the officer. And he went up, and the jury said not guilty. And Kelly Rushing walked over and tried to shake his hand. The cop refused. And I told Kelly that day when he got out of court on the show, I said, Kelly, they're going to start harassing you now. And I, you know, you might have done the right thing trying to shake his hand. But I go, Kelly walked over, and I said, I'm real sorry about all this trouble. Maybe we can be friends, and now you, now I can talk to you, and you'll understand things that I didn't mean anything by that. That's exactly how Kelly talks. The officer just literally turned his back on him and was probably thinking, I want to send you to prison. You're not a human being to me. I'm a psychopath. I'm a sociopath at the bare minimum. You're not a human to me. I put false charges on you, and they didn't stick. And now you're going to pay because it's all about my ego and showing you that I rule. Now, that's the spirit of it. That's the spirit of it. It's about I win. You learn. You're going to learn. And folks, they started pulling him over every other day. They started jerking him out of his car. They started having him spread eagle. Everything started happening. And then they started, whenever he'd ride his horse off of his property and ride it down the country road, they pulled him over and took his buddy to jail claiming he was drunk driving a horse. And supposedly, it's just ongoing. I need to get a hold of Kelly. I tried to find his number, and I couldn't. I got to look it up information. I think it's not listed now. But see, remember the guy in Tennessee put a sign up? He was a lumber yard owner, one of the wealthiest guys in the small town. Put a sign up saying our court system's a joke. He lived outside the county in the jurisdiction. The judge said in the newspaper, you're not allowed to be disrespectful to law enforcement and the judge. And they sent deputies, and they arrested him, and they took him to jail. And that was in the mainstream news. I mean, folks, they think they rule us. And they act like it. I mean, going back to Debbie Kuhn, who this happened to, you can look at pictures of her up on prisonplanet.com, or just type in flag defiling charge ends in fight arrest. Sheriff's office denies allegations deputy assaulted couple. Now, where in all this have you been convinced now to start saying, okay, it's not assault? Because, see, they just want to protect him. They will not return the favor to you. They'll try to send you to prison with enjoyment, Debbie. You understand? They will feel good and laugh about you in jail. They revel in the evil. Debbie?
Yes.
How did this suddenly transmit? Did your lawyer advise you to drop that?
Well, we've only met with our lawyer like twice in this, which is really bizarre, but,
you'll just need checks. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. But I'll tell you something, Alex. We have reason to believe that the local sheriff might do the right thing. And I can't really say why.
Not in the past. They'll only do that till you draw the heat off and they'll attack with triple power.
He is a newly elected sheriff, and the department that he came into had several issues, so he's been cleaning house quite a bit.
Well, let's encourage him right now.
There's an internal affairs investigation, of course, going to go into this. If in fact the truth comes out and the people responsible are severely dealt with in this, then that will be a shining light for the people. Beaming down on Asheville. If not, we absolutely refuse to make any deals. I will go to jail before I will this out.
Sure, Debbie, I don't want to try to scare you, but I would tell you I think you're in real danger. I don't think they're done. And you need to really be careful. Okay, these are veterans who have been severely brainwashed and traumatized and don't know it. And I'm not trying to scare you, but I would be very careful when you're leaving and exiting your house. I'd watch for being followed, because if you are going to fight them, these people don't play games. I just want you to know that.
Yes, and exactly. And I guess the point I want to make is that I fear more the National Guard than any type of injustice at this point.
Very dangerous.
From the Sheriff's Department or the Police Department. I want to make that perfectly clear, that at this point we have no reason to fear or in any way suspect any type of wrongdoing from the
But
police.
You're already being stalked by the military. By the way, as far as we can tell, North Carolina is the first place, North Carolina and Virginia, the coastlines, where they had Marines and Army and police uniforms doing gun confiscations and door-to-door activities in the mid-80s. So a lot of this integration of the military and the police started right where you are. Let me, Debbie, do you think we should give the number out to the Sheriff's Department?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, folks,
and we are encouraging people to encourage him to, quote, do the right thing, and he knows what that is. So,
but Debbie, here's the issue. Your husband, have you been falsely charged with assault?
Oh, yes. I was charged with assault. He says I slapped him or did something to him while my husband was in a chokehold, while I was on 911 call, I suppose.
God, bearing false witness. That guy just doesn't know. He better repent before God right now, because when you're in authority and you bear false witness, it is 10 times worse, folks, both legally, civilly, and spiritually. And I can just tell you this right now. When you're in authority and you use authority to hurt innocent people, you got God to deal with. God is just not pleased with you right now. And I know people don't believe in God, and life's a big joke, ha, ha, ha. Let me tell you something. This guy is in, oh, my God. I mean, these cops all day, and I'm not saying all cops, but a lot of them will send people to jail on false charges, and there's nothing making me madder than this. This is how the new tyranny works. Call the courthouse, folks, 828-232-2605. 828-232-2605. Do you know if you've been given the hanging judge yet, or what judge have you been given? That's another key in all this.
No, have no idea. I have no idea. As a matter of fact, I don't know. Like I said, we only met twice with our lawyer, so we're waiting to hear from
you. You may just
again.
Be a great person. Whoever's giving you advice to say this is an assault, because who's telling you that?
We have an ACLU lawyer, actually.
Oh, my God. Give me a break. Absolute demons. I mean, I don't know about your particular branch or your particular lawyer may be a wonderful person. What we found with ACLU is they lose cases. They're there to act like they're advocates. They're basically one step up from a public defender. Mm-hmm. And then they create bad case law. And so they're telling you be friendly. And they're telling you when you've been assaulted to remove that. Number one, you always tell the truth. May the heavens fall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, justice be done, may the heavens fall. Number two, now you just pretend. In my experience, when you submit to them, they actually attack 10 times harder. It's all gang member predatory stuff. I mean, your lawyer might be right. So I'm not 100% right all the time, only about 95% accurate. And but 83. Let me give you the number, folks, and check on that number. 821. I'm so mad, folks. I can't even read her. I'm so upset because, folks, this means the death of the country. Okay, here is the proper number. It is 828-3. You know what? That's why, because I'm looking at two different numbers here. This computer kind of smudged this. Let me give you the Van Duncan. Van Duncan is the god in the area, the Lord, the sheriff, and you call Zeus to talk about his lower deities from Iraq, what they're doing. Van Duncan, the sheriff, 828-250-4503. 828-250-4503. You can call this Lord if you wish. And I'm going to give you other numbers. Stay there. This will be the final segment with our guests. And I promise I'll get to all your calls in the news. This is a big story for America and the world as we fall into fascism.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa. Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever wondered what former President George Herbert Walker Bush meant in 1990 by saying the Desert Storm War was a good chance to start the New World Order? The New World Order would cause us to lose our freedoms guaranteed by the Constitution and also our national sovereignty. Is this what Americans want, to be merged into a communist-style one-world government? We'd like to help you to understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.
Welcome back. Imagine how far we've fallen. You fly a flag upside down, with your Ron Paul sign saying, America's in distress, help your country. And they put out signs saying this is not a sign of disrespect because the troops had already been by, thinking they were still in Baghdad where they arrest people for their speech. And heaven help us, folks. This is the real deal right now. And I'm just so glad that she's, I figured she was a listener. These are Ron Paul supporters in really deep trouble. And, you know, maybe the ACLU will help them. That's not been my experience. They'll just get a bunch of donations off their back and then, you know, use it as a PR stunt and then plea bargain it out. We need this dropped right now and we need criminal charges. And you need to say, oh, my, you know, I was confused because they were telling me choking isn't assault. Well, now we've talked to others. We know it's deadly assault. Okay. Give you the number to Van Duncan, the sheriff. And you've heard the lady. She's being reasonable, cop. She said, if you just drop it and leave him alone, this will all go away. The assault, the kicking in, the evil, the stalking, just the incredible wickedness that your people have visited upon this family. You have just committed unbelievable, unspeakable crimes. This is why this country kicked off, okay? This is how it all started. This is the United States, not Russia, you pieces of filth. And folks, you're supposed to get mad. Look at how everybody's compliant and sweet and makes excuses, and we've been taught to be so nice. I'm tired of it. I'm not your slave, and I want that message to go out. We pay your salaries, you dirtbags. 828-250-4503. 828-250-4503. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's Lord Van Duncan, king of that area. And here's the commissioners for the Buncombe County cesspit of evil. You need to call these twits and tell them they got something wrong in their county when people are getting raided by commissariat political police. 828-250-4001. 828-250-4001. And be polite to them, but tell them you don't appreciate what's happening. People are assaulted and drug out of their house by commissariat. This is how it started in Germany, folks. People arresting, people getting beat up. They have the SA out there with the cops, intimidating people. I'm not putting up with it. They haven't castrated me. Now, here is the number to the Buncombe County Courthouse, 828-3. For some reason, this number, it's weird. It's got a little mark. It's a little messed up. I'm trying to read it here. It's 828-232-2605. 828-232-2605. And call them and just say, we can't believe the incredible crimes they commit there. We can't believe how they've turned troops loose on the American people. You've got the last word. I'm sorry I've been hyperventilating. This just really has been setting me for days. Thank God we got you on. Debbie Coots, we're all going to be praying for you and your husband. What else would you like to add?
Two things. First of all, I have a different number for the Sheriff's Department in the phone book. It's 255-5000. And also, I would be more than happy to go to jail. It would be nice if they dropped the charges. I would really like that. But they absolutely must that justice is done against these people, and I don't know how. I don't know if there's any lawyers out there that can help us out with somehow dealing with the National Guard involvement in this. That is the scariest part, and I know nothing about, you know, the ability to sue any individuals in the National Guard.
You need to file criminal charges, and you need to go down to the local armory and get video of who this guy is so you can then file a criminal report of stalking on him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's been on TV, so we have him. But
been on TV? What, somebody caught video of him?
He
bragged.
He bragged on TV.
I sick the cops on him. Boy. Yeah, all right. I'll tell you what, one more minute on the other side, because I've got their website here. 828-250-4503, and then I want to get the number you've got for the sheriff. Compare notes. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
By the way, he was out of his jurisdiction. It's here in the Nashville newspaper.
Your own.
We'll tell you about that in a minute. There's witnesses to him kicking out the window. He lied on the report and said they broke it out. Oh, man. Wait till they drag those people in court. It won't matter. With a lot of these juries, they'll probably put his uncles and aunts right on it. We'll probably put a bunch of troops on it. Oh, man. We're in a lot of trouble in this country. Of course, the Bar Association is talking about getting rid of juries altogether. They can't wait till that happens. Then you don't have a prayer. I haven't even plugged my videos yet today in 2.5 hours, folks. That's how we fund everything around here. I've made 15 of them. Now the 16th, the second version of Terror Storm's out. The final cut, 17 minutes of added power footage, exposing government-sponsored terror. It's on DVD. It's a powerful film, and you can also support us by purchasing it. You can also get American Freedom to Fascism for half price for $9.95 from us. When you get it with Terror Storm, you can also get $8 off what others are selling it for, $19.95 for the hardbound book, The Late Great USA by Dr. Jerome Corsi. All the other books and videos that we carry are available right now at InfoWars.com. And, yes, we need your support, so please go there and buy as much of the books and videos as you can. And then make copies of all my videos, and please get them out to people. There's also PrisonPlanet.tv to download all my films in super high quality. And it is an armory of resistance to the info war. So they're trying to restrict our free speech everywhere right now because they know we're starting to kick their hind ends. I mean, bad. And it's going to get a lot worse, criminals. Just know that we're coming for you. And so just go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, and just start aggressively making copies of my films, burning them on disc, and literally imagine them as torpedoes firing at the enemy. I mean, you got them in their sights, folks. Every time you give somebody a film and say, this is interesting, tell me what you think of it, or hey, this is interesting stuff, check this out, free movie. Just boom, and you've just given them a power weapon. See, all the New World Order's propaganda, all their TV channels, all of it, isn't like the truth. When somebody sees the truth, folks, deep down they know. Deep down, their brain's powerful enough to already assess it as true, and then you've just activated them. You've unlocked them. A chain reaction unstoppable in defense of the Republic. And you bet I get crazed when I talk about it, because I am not going to back off, and I'm in this 110%. I am past the point of no return a long time ago, and I'm committed. And I smell the blood of the New World Order. Fee, fi, fo, fum. The rising giant that is the Republic smells the blood of the Englishman, Lord Rothschild. It is that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And we are going to defend the Republic. We're going to commit. We're going to take our instincts for warfare, and we're going to put them into effect for what they're meant for, not getting upset about a football game or acting tough with our neighbors or strutting around at the gym, but actually fighting a last-ditch effort for the Republic and turning that last-ditch defense into a rout of the enemy. Now, we're going to go back to our guests, and I promise I'll take your calls. I'm going to run through them quickly. Jonathan, Ed, Tim, Sean, a few others. But you can call 888-253-3139 to get my documentary films, 888-253-3139. And I'm just telling you, folks, you just got to get mad. You got to get angry, and you got to turn on that area in your brain, not the animalistic area, but the defense mode area, where you'll actually increase and boost your intelligence level to a heightened awareness, and then you'll just feel the energy of liberty boiling in your guts, boiling in your mind. Oh, we're going to defeat the New World Order. I can just feel it. Oh, I'm just sick of the New World Order, and I'm sick of... I hate bullies, and I'm just sick of them. All right, I just got to... This gets me so mad. I just think about the false charges and the swagger and how they think they're patriots when they're working for a criminal system destroying our republic. Let me tell you about a couple sponsors. We're going to go back to her just for a minute, and then we're going to go to your calls. eFoods Direct, folks, just the best storable food out there, longest continual operating company in the country. And look at places where there's disasters, like New Orleans, where they don't have food, how they use that to make you turn your guns in. You need food for a depression, terror attacks, hurricanes. I've got storable foods. I believe in it. I got a year supply from eFoods Direct. And it's just the best quality stuff out there. And Steve Shank's just a wonderful person to work with and his staff. 1-800-409-5633. Give him a call. Get a free catalog, bare minimum. 1-800-409-5633. He's going to be on with us for about 15 minutes on Friday, because I want you to hear about this information and preparedness. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. And he's got some new discounts out, so be sure and give him a call to find out more about those. Also, you can find their banner on PrisonPlanet.com. And then, of course, there's also Interfood, which I wish I'd returned their phone call 3 years ago when they first started the company and contacted me. I had no idea it was started in Austin. And then I started trying it because they sent us some, and my wife just loved it. Now my whole office is getting on it. I don't know if the whole office. I think most people I've seen now imbibing in the big cases they sent us and loving it. And it's just it's all these minerals and vitamins together in a form where you're able to absorb them. And they're patriots, and they got some big discounts. When you get bulk orders, you can get 20% off already the discounted price for our listeners. 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or enerfood.com, enerfood.com. All right, Debbie, I want you to know you got me in the rant mode today, because I already imaged what happened to you, and now I've read into this. And just in closing here with you, before I get into this jurisdiction issue, I wanted to comment. It says, we have jurisdiction throughout the whole county of Buckhome. Well, I've seen how they've immunized things. I pulled up what the law they passed a few years ago. It just says during emergencies, they can ask for assistance from both. So, but see, he says somebody outside in the county reported you in the city, and that he came. He said that he also claims that they slammed it on the hand, and that broke the glass, but you have witnesses that he kicked it out. So we also have him lying right there. This is very serious, and if it's in a report, not just in the paper, you're talking about hardcore criminal charges, felonies for a false report.
Well, yes, there are some very serious inconsistencies and lies in what's coming out of the sheriff's department. So that's part of it. You know, the people who are trying to cover this up also must go down. We will not settle for anything less. Everyone creating an injustice in this has to be held responsible.
And, you just need to let Boss Hogg and the rest of them know that you're not their slaves and you're a human being. I would tell them, when you call them, say, we are humans. False charges and sending people to prison isn't right. Yes. We're not going to put up with you anymore. We're not putting up with you ruining our lives.
Yes.
Because I can't tell
enemy.
You how many times I've seen video of them just smack a lady right in the face and she goes down. And then they talk on the squad car about how they're going to frame her. I mean, you can see it on the video. They don't care. They don't think of us as humans. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, I on top of all this, Alex, we've had a family emergency. I have my mother in the hospital, and so far as our personal being here, you know, we've not had any kind of interference, but I just ask people out there to, you know, hope and pray for us that nothing bad goes down, because I have my 80-year-old father here, and my mother's in the hospital on top of everything else. So
she went to the hospital after this happened?
Yes. We are really, really, really stressed.
Oh.
And I'm just hoping, you know, I did want to take time, especially to call you and to make sure that the correct word, the truth, gets out. But we do have to lay back a little bit, and I have to, you know, deal with my personal family now.
Yeah, God bless you. You said you have another number. I mean, this is off their website, 828-250-4503. What's mm-hmm. the number you've got?
In the local phone book, the administration number is, of course, 828-255-5000. And then there's the non-emergency number, which is 255-5555. So
yeah,
is in the phone book.
Yeah, we need to give out the non-emergency number, 828-255-5555.
Yes.
Well, that's the key number, 828-255-5555. Thank you. Can we get you to, I know you're taking care of your mother. How bad off is she? What happened after that?
She has a brain tumor.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. So she'll be operated on soon, but... like I said, she'll be staying with us too. So, you know.
What's your mother's name? We're gonna pray for her.
Evelyn.
Is it Evelyn Kutch or what's her?
No, Evelyn Shipper.
Evelyn, everybody should pray for Evelyn Shipper and your whole family. And I want you to know this is not an affectation or hyperbole. When I get frothing angry, I just know it is ultimately evil for people with authority to lie with impunity and just ruin lives all day with arrogant pleasure. And it literally makes me boil. I mean, I boil with anger.
We're boiling too, Alex.
Well, God bless you and take care. And I've got your number. I want to check in with you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
We've also got some people who are real experts on this and on how to file criminal charges. We'll get you in touch with.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. I apologize. I said I'd take calls today, and each caller would be on for 30 minutes because it was just incredible issues. But once you go into tyranny, it's over. Once this happens, once you drop to this level, it's over. Now, they've got these troops coming back, and I keep telling you that we're in trouble. And these people are ruined. I mean, when you serve 2-3 tours, folks, in hardcore combat, low-intensity, asymmetrical warfare, it goes from a third of you having post-traumatic stress disorder to more than half. And the troops are literally falling apart. And all they've got is this mental patient ideology to hold it together. I did it for America. I did it for America. I'm in the war. I'm in the war. I'm in the war. I'm in the war. And they come back here, folks, and your children, your wives, your neighbors, God help us. Because they have been racking them and stacking them in Iraq. They've been knee-deep in blood and guts, folks. I mean, carrying out pure evil. And we are so judged, folks. We are so judged. We are in a lot of trouble, folks, when they stomp up in a yard full of Ron Paul signs and an upside-down flag. And they're so stupid. You know, when your ship's in trouble, your country's in trouble, flags with a form of communication at sea and at forts and in heraldry, of course, is all a form of language. Everyone, and I thought everybody knew an upside-down flag meant distress. But according to these idiots, and then that's not even debating the unconstitutional law. They haven't had charges since 1908. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Jonathan in Michigan, thank you for holding. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, and this is Jonathan from Missouri.
Okay, Missouri, go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Okay, I was going to talk to you a little bit about what the market is doing. As a free market anarchist, I've been judging the dollar for the last couple of weeks. My point was is that I'm seeing what they call a deflationary spiral, which is where the dollar drops so low that the prices fall with it, and that's why we're seeing a larger increase in the unreported unemployment in this country, and that's what I've been looking at. General price level going down, businesses shrinking their investment, thus reducing prices, and of course the purchasing power is going up, but that's the deception that the Federal Reserve has done to restrict the
And generally, when it starts dropping, that's right before the explosion of real palpable inflation. You know, they call that in the stock market, a dead cat bounce. And I saw a guy on TV last week say this. It reminded me of the saying. And what happens is, even a dead cat will bounce. And so when you drop it, it hits, and then it bounces up, and then it falls back down again. When it falls back, when it hits again, folks, then you'll start seeing it just spiral out of control. And yeah, that's the point here. Usually if you see massive inflation of the currency, you see things keep going up and up and up. But instead you see the real estate and other things going down for a time, but a lot of other key indicators are going up. So I wouldn't say we have a completely downward spike right now in cost, only in a few areas where you could say stock market, and then you could say in housing.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking. The Dow Jones fell last week, 677.
Where is it right now? I haven't looked.
It actually went up.
Yeah, that's the plunge protection team trying to pump it up. But again, it's just all out of control. I appreciate you holding to tell us that, sir. It's a very good point. Yeah, I meant to talk about economics a lot today, but you know. Ed in North Carolina, where these cess-filled police are operating. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Good.
The good news is that pharmacists are waking up to the New World Order. And the bad news is the July 1st pharmacy law. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, tell folks about it.
Okay, a pharmacist told me about a month ago that he had to spend $10,000 plus for a federal computer program that tracks and sends every drug that you buy to the federal government. And he was shocked, and every pharmacist is open to that. I mean, yep. Everybody I've talked to.
No, let me give folks the details. It was passed in 2004 by an executive order. Then Bush put it into place, and so the big chains, Walgreens, CVC, all those big groups, they already had it. But then it had to be kicked in by July 1st, 2007, with everybody. And it doesn't matter if it's prosthesis, it doesn't matter if it's diaphragm, doesn't matter if it's prescription ibuprofen. Everything is instantly uploaded. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing. Folks, we are so far gone. I don't know how long you've been listening, but I told people in 96 that they were putting in NSA offices at every major phone hub. People laughed when it was in it was in financial papers. Now it's announced. See, it's just people, what do you have to say to it?
Well, I just wanted to move on, but it's a great talking point for everybody. You know, talk to pharmacists, get them to plug into your, your videos and websites, and anybody, you know, is open to that. Nobody likes it. So another thing I want to say is Debbie Kuhn illustrates that we all need a special speed dial safety network, I think, to get people to come to our aid if we need it. And there's really no risk in having one, but not having one could be very risky.
What would you have said if this cop was at your house? I mean, I would just go, you're insane.
Man. It's a nightmare. Nobody wants to go through that.
They're so brainwashed, though, they don't even... That guy was feeling good about himself while he was doing that.
Yeah. But if you can speed dial 10 people, and they can speed dial 10 people, and mobilize, like, media and everybody, whether it's the police station, jail, wherever, and just be Minutemen.
Exactly. This is why they're in trouble, though. They've already fed on the blacks and poor Hispanics and other people like that. Now they're moving on to the middle class and everybody. And that's what the cops know. You're not going to win all these fights with the middle class. I mean, you guys have been getting away with a lot for a long time. You've been running on for a long time. But you're not going to get down to the brick wall.
We've got a network big time. I'm a Christian, and I talk to God, and he talks to me. And I ask him you know, what can I intelligently do to hurt the New World Order? And for people that believe in God, you know what he said?
What did he say?
Basically, what you're doing, he said, you need to grind them down with the system. And he kind of gave me a picture of a couple times where I had to call the sheriff's department. I live way out in the country. And I had someone surveilling my farmhouse, you know, and nobody should be on my land.
Because they want your property,
yeah. Yeah, so I called the sheriff's department, you know, and, you know, about 20 minutes later I rode by them, you know, and honked and waved at them, you know. And so they gave him a hard time. He looked like a, you know, federal FBI agent, really. And
well, yeah, you must have some nice property.
It's just an old farm.
Yeah, well, where I grew up, this FBI agent moved into the house he seized down the street from us, big house. He seized it, and then he lived in it. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
We'll have to play it tomorrow. I think Terry Melton shot it. We're calling him to find out, local camera guy. He was up in New York a few weeks ago, and I just saw the footage online during the break. It shows the cops in the black uniforms with machine guns. They don't have badge numbers. They walk over nicely and say, aren't you supposed to have badge numbers? You're public servants. They go, we don't serve the public. We're not public servants. So no, we don't have to have badge numbers anymore. And they said, yeah, but you serve us. And they go, no, we don't. I mean, it's going to get right out in the open, folks. Well, they're like in golden chariots and stuff. That's what happened in Rome. Let's go to Tim, Sean, and then Mike real fast. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hey, as always, I'll try to be brief, but I got a few things for Debbie Kuhn. Everyone in their town should be turning their flags upside down right now. See if they can arrest all of them. Debbie, you got to look up Title IV USC, which says that the American flag is precisely defined by law, and anything put on it other than three colors mutilates that flag and carries a one-year prison term. Now, all the local state feds in the government, it's so ironic that they're the ones desecrating the flag.
And they have the wrong shape flag, yeah.
She needs to also look up Title 42, Section 1983. That's where she can sue them under.
Official oppression, yeah.
Yes, under the color of law. And I want to tell you real quickly, Alex, about what I observed last week here in my county. A convoy of all city cops in the county, including the county bounties, the state highway patrol, black and white vans, all with their sirens blaring down one of the main drags in the center of the town, followed very shortly by six black unmarked choppers in double Delta formation.
Yeah, no. They do that to show off and go, look, we rule you. Let us, look, man, wait till they tell the people they've devalued the dollar. It's going to just, okay, cops, when your mama's homeless and stuff, you're going to be loving your Delta outfit, but all these wannabes, thank you, sir, for that. I know, it's just, I've seen it too. It's gone, folks. It's parasites everywhere. Sean in New York, you're on the air, and then we're going to jam Mike in. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
I've seen Riddles and Stones and the New Atlantis, and I'm wondering, I hear you talk about the banks and the central banks. Does this go much further back to the eradication of the Indians and the start of America? And if so, are we trying to take something back that was never ours to begin with?
Well, there's something to that, but I mean, what we're getting now is certainly worse than what we had. And so the whole point is we're fighting tyranny for our own selves and our country. I mean, it's that simple.
Right. I'm just wondering, does this go much further back than the federal banks and the banking system?
Yes, but I mean, that's their expansion. That's their main toehold.
I see. All right. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Mike in Washington, last caller. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? My heart goes out to Debbie. My story broke in 1996. I was a veteran at the VA hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I was assaulted by two officers. And you're absolutely right. When your story breaks and it goes press, the other officers take it. There's a hive mentality that goes on with these people. And I was stalked by not federal but local police for a period of 5 years after that. I've been incarcerated two times, beaten by police and given false charges of assaulting them after they had goaded me into similar things. And the ACLU is worthless. The next high profile thing that comes along, they will be dropping their case. They're all about press and getting donations into their 501c3.
Yeah. All right. I appreciate your call, sir. We're out of time. The show retransmits at Infowars.com, restreams for 21 hours. We'll be back here in 21 hours live on the GCN Radio Network. We also have the free podcast at Infowars.com, and a lot of you know about that. We'll help others learn about it. That's how we reach more people and fight this tyranny. We don't have a choice. We didn't ask for this fight. They're coming for us, and we're standing up and fighting back. God bless you all. Get the new edition of Terror Storm today.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.